So today's Ask the Kasher, we're holding in Tesis. Mila Tavla Lindosa Mila Tavla Tavye. So he's playing, according to Rashi and all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam, it means that the Tfilo Lindosa Tfilo for the purpose of Taro is a Tfilo's Gevus. That Tfilo Eilu Gevus, that's his Mefush. The Das Yehudasi. So we said in Simon Foolish here that they don't need kavane. Of course, they don't need kavane in the only kavane for goodness as well. For Gaelus, for Yiddishkeit, Finnish Yahadus. We shame use the word Yahadus. Yahadus. You don't need it. It's enough that to feel of any purpose. So we said Hagam that for Chulin, the Gemara says, you only have one of a Chal, and if you need the answer of Toglo, it's also a good feeling. But Loishomanu, it was Loishomanu that Tfilum Yimelu is going to be good for Gaelus. Loishomanu. We showed to the Gemara that. But once there is a tefillah for Das Yehudas, not for Das Yehudas, a Yiddish tefillah, the Tzorach Mitzvah, that was an Yiddish tefillah. He has no Yasmi tefillah Shem Gevus, but he's doing it for Yiddishkeit, it's a mele, because he thinks it's a mitzvah, it's a mele tzayla. What? He knows no tumah, that's why he's not tumah, he's doing it for Jewish purposes. She thinks that Jewish religious practice. That's enough. That's why Rashi says Das Yehudas. Das Yehudas. She's engaging in religious practice. Yeah, that's the Chiddush here. That's the Chiddush here. Yeah, that was all in Tosfos. The Tosfos was out Tosfos already. Teimo, the man do amal kam on here. So Tosfos answers, Veishleimah, they need Shleisha, the one says. Need Shleisha. There's a weird Shleisha here. Ain't Derech, there was no Bezdin by these Tefillahs. Veshem Hodabina and Shosh Hanuk of all Sam Mitzvahs, Abololo Tefillah.
This is a stop asking, how do you ever have a Gyeres?
No, how do you ever have it? What the Gemara says here? The Gemara says here, that Mamidin, the Gemara says here, Mamidin, Shaita Mechomi, Mamidin Machutz, Shosh Hanuk, Mamidin Machutz, and there's a Bezdin. But it's Tefillah. Every Gyeres has it. This, the Miloy Tovlo, when he does it, Miloy Tovlo Kelyoy, but you didn't have a best, and nevertheless, I was asking, how I scotch? Yeah. Good.
Tyson told that they actually saw it, but they
no, they did not. No, they. We in the regular tefillah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It,
sure. They weren't foolish.
It just says that they stand outside.
No, then they go in when she's underwater. They go in and they see underwater. Then that's cool. Yeah, but here there was no gimel b'chol. That's a kasha. Your shame is kasha. So says this: V'yesh lema, d'hai d'vina shloish hanu kavolos hamitzes avolol tefila. Avagav them. So what does it say? That this place is introduced. That we talked about yesterday. This place introduces us to the idea that really the three components. That's the correct way of saying it. Three stages, three components to Gevus. There's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Milah, and Tefillah. And Hagam, Taisu, Feroz, that L'chachila, you need Shloisha for Tefillah. And the other Rishonim here say, Yehudin for Milah, but it's only L'chachila. Where Shleisha is required, the Kuva is only for the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So we say that's possible that it's even here already from all the time to go along with the Steret that the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is the main component of the Gevus. Without that, there's no Gevus Bechal. Right? That's possible to see from all the time. The Ike Gevus is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And we'll explain that, we'll come to that later, for sure. Explain it a little bit more what that means. So, and that requires Gimel. The Kabbalah's Mitzvah has to be Bifnei Gimel. So The first thing is like this. So we pointed out the interesting over. That the Kavos Mitzvah is the first of the three. It's not the, usually. You have Kavos Mitzvah, then you have Milon Tvilo. Not reverse. If it being reversed, it should stop Ituva, it would help. If it's Toivo, then it decides to make a Mitzvah. And some is no good. That's Mikhail Mitzvah before. So it goes in that order. So the, when does he become, when does a Ger become a Ger? A Ger, Habol is Gaia. When does he become a Ger? When does he endowed with Dusha Soul? At Poshet, after the Tvilo, not before. Not before. Right, the Ganser, I don't know if we have a chance to talk about it, so I'll mention it, we're trying to chabur as much as we can. The big polemic in among Chachmei Yerushalayim over 150 years ago. But Ger Shomo Beloy Toval, if he should or should not observe Shabbos. Right, Machlokes was in Tov Reish Ches, even before the Chaim was born, 5 years before the Chaim was born, Tov Reish Ches. Between there was a Zemaychoya, Ger Shomo, Bekitla, there was a Machoigis there, but he still didn't have Pugdusis as well. Shal is he began the Akum to Shabbat Chaimis and Yishutu Melocha, there was some Gedoilim that were told him. There was one Shabbos intervening between the Milah and the Tvila. He wasn't recovered yet from the Bis Milah. So on that Shabbos, he came to ask, what should he do? Some told him he came to ask Shal in the afternoon, and some told him, Randu Melocha. And others told him, no, forget about me. You shouldn't. That's a big machogis. But that's it. What? Yeah, that's because Chinuch's Eitzim. Yeah. Until the Tvilo, which was the Milo, is Zich not a Yid. He's not a Yid. That's not folk do this one. That's for sure. That's not do this one. He's not a Yid. He's a goy. He's a goy. Elamai Zabi Dak Shal is a Shal. So the interesting, the horror and the flaw, Nikud and the flaw, we call them the Nikud and the flaw of this Taisus. And in Gevus, is the only gimel for the Chalos Gevus. Yeah, and it can be Bein Elevenoi, right? So we talk about the Beis Halevi's Drosha. The Gevati Gedushin Beis Halevi. The Kleist was like a Klishorius, it's like Dushas a Guf, and they can part just like you put something into Klishorius. So it's Miskadesh, so Klal Yisrael, Yidden, three Yidden have a Kodesh to impart Kedusha by Aydei Geirus, and he says, forget. And it's only me, go, Eves Meresi, go, comes to be Mishgayim, Eves, he does it by himself, it's Eves Meresi, lo sechlum. But Itoch is Allah Yipol, Itoch, then he's Mishchabi with you. So it's not really, it's not so positive. I mean, it's true, that is true, but it's not so positive. The gimel you need only the beginning. You don't need the gimel later, subsequent to the tefillah and to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We'll explain more mitzvahs. That's one sheet in Tesvus. Next sheet in Tesvus is like this. That Vesha Foshim, the cave when the dual of Kosha Tova Kilo Im Dim Shom. Tesvus gets out of the kasha by saying it's not a kasha. But the only thing is like this. The two Teyutsim are two different approaches and first of all, two different kimtas. First Teretz makes an kimta that these cases of Rav Asi and Shua ben Levi were a Ger Boris Geyer, and Bifnei Bezdin, the Umkabel Mitzvahs, Bifnei Shlosha, the Umkabel Mitzvahs, but then the Tfilu was Beinam Levenam. Now, the Yesh Mephoshim, is that we had Eidim or Mon Eidim. Kilu had a Bezdin Gimel on the Tevilo Kevin, the Dual Akol, Shatovla, Kilu Emdim Shom. Good. So there's a Idei Umdin Muchach or Chibay is a type of an application of Hein Hein Eidi Yuchad, Hein Hein Bia, Hein Hein Eidi, whatever, Hein Hein Eidi Tevilo.
You saw him go into a room and then come out wet.
Came out wet, yeah. Yeah. Came out with a towel like we're gonna down the mikvah. Yeah, it's not. That's not that. Even though they didn't see the meister, They didn't say that every side was underwater. They didn't say, but they know the idea. The idea is good enough. Good. The side what they have to know, and there's no answer. I mean, what is the Yesh Farshim Hora? The Chayyim really touch upon Shaila. Chem the Shloim that's super touch upon. What's the Yesh Farshim Hora about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? It's supposed to Shaila to know. There's a second. Does Yesh Farshim say in addition to Gimel by Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, you also need Tefillah, or maybe they say Tefillah is the Ikir, you don't need Gimel by Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Right? That's the Shaila because optimally the way we do that's Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says the Dugeris is there's another the subsequent Kabbalah. We turn about speaking out. There's an initial Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Then there's a subsequent Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Bishas Tvila. Medina I say Bishas Tvila, and there's an acceptance of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs with the Tvila, and then Tvila b'fnei Pesach. That's the Chachilah the way we do it. So that Zichah didn't happen in the Kohen. It didn't happen with Milay Tovah. Milay Tovah doesn't Tovah Kelly. But Tosfos says, yes, the Farshim says, but the Tefillah needs, don't conclude from it, the Tefillah doesn't need Bezin, needs Bezin, but he had Bezin. So I'm asking, what about the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? What about the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Those are the Shailim. It's a big Nafgamina, tremendous Nafgamina. If there was no Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but hey, a sincere Gev, I'm not talking about a Gev that wasn't sincere, but a sincere Gev, but there wasn't Kabbalah's Mitzvahs before Gimel, and he went in his Tevil and such an Oifin, and nobody took Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but we know he was Tevil. Is he a Ger or not? Is he Israel? Is he not Israel? So the Chem Dishloim, I mean, it's a Shaila, it's a Pesach Shaila, when we read the Tosfos. He actually subject, what's the condition of Hashem? Kabbalah's Mitzvah, of accepting Tayyad Mitzvahs. Anyway, you need just one Likuba. And the first day in Tosfos holds that has to be witnessed by Gimel. The second terrorist, the Yeshua Pashim doesn't address it. The Yeshua Sabek, what do they say? With the Dilachor, it didn't happen before Gimel. So does that mean, according to the second, the Yeshua Pashim, the only Tefillah we need Gimel, Gimel we have with Nundra Muchach, with Edi, the Yen Kabbalah's Mitzvah, it's the only. It's a very big Nafgamin, very big Nafgamin.
What's the difference between Tefillah and Kabbalah's Mitzvah that says Nundra Muchach by Tefillah, but it's Gilead 3 because you know for sure he was Tavah? So why does that also apply to Kabbalah's Mitzvah? He was Tavah L'Shem Geres, so it was someone who's also promises.
No, he was table. She was table L'Shem Nidus, and he was table for to miscarry. He didn't go in L'Shem to miscarry with the Geres. We're not talking about. We don't know that Tefillah. We don't know about. Even if he was, we don't know about that, and that doesn't count because Gimel don't know about that. We only know that they went for these Tefillahs. Like all you didn't know. That's all we know. But Ashayla, there's no. I'm saying there's no answer. No kakash and mil kash Tefillahs neither balaylo. Will come on. That's because they don't say mitzvah b'kuloi. By the same time, they say mitzvah b'kuloi. Mitzvah b'kuloi. Tomei sheretz is tomei. A minute later. I mean, Tommy Shavuot told me for one day, a minute later, be table. Is it full yom for the rest of the day? At Tmei Meis and Shvi, after that, Zog Nazmi table. But neither we learned from Posek Tiyab Nidos, I think. They don't say meat, same Bikulis, until the day's over. It's like table of Shavuot Beyotah. It's Posek Taloch, and this is from the table. Will come on, Oma in the Bilin Gebel, I will. Because my mishpat b'yoyim, the Gemara says, my mishpat b'yoyim, ain't a being gavel lailu. Shame say because the Gemara says in the other places, my mishpat b'yoyim, mishpat k'siv be. The Torah compares gave us to mishpat. My mishpat b'yoyim, I've gave us b'yoyim. The common all my ain't a being gavel lailu. I will ilab to mishpat el kabbalas mitzvahs losi shapi. So we go back. Avo means l'choy the first time, not the Yesh Farshim. Avo, if we say that mishpat from which we learn Gimel was said about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, who are then Lailo, it's possible only for Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but by Yom, not. Okay, now we have like this. The Rif asks this Kasha. Suki the Shmaitz and the Tetzvah of Mbez not Berif. It means the Gemara, Omer Shul Malevi, Milotov Okeyu. Suki the Shmaitz and Hochihu. Vi Kashi lo Achidu Abeichonon. Vi Kitesh Kashi. Again, read the words again. Like Ashi, Hod Ravasi, and the Shubin Levi, the Evid who. The Lopasin and Lebrei, they have children, we don't say they're possible. We, whichever school would be, the Shah Rishon Masna, which school would it be? Good. The Gemara asked the Kashi, which school would it be? Her B'tov Al Hashem Kerya. The Ilav Gyeruhu, this line is a very important line. The Ilav Gyeruhu, Lav B'tov Al Hashem Kerya. But Rabbi Yechonon L'chadchile, Rabbi Yechonon says Gimel is L'chadchile. L'loi Nagina, Be'i Mina, Geb, L'loi Masabina, L'loi Basel, Ad Tov, B'nei Gimel. The Riv is very fair. Riv is supposed to say Sosom V'chosom, a little bit. To some extent, Sosom V'chosom. Sosom V'chosom. The Ramban and the Rashba Kenira, learn the Riff like this. Rabban learned the Riff. Before we see the Rambam, for the record, we'll just say they did not learn that the Riff is going with Shilas Rambam. They had not. They stayed away from that Malach. Because the Chinese are, could go either way, really. So they learned that the Riff means like this, that the Tvilas Nidus and Tvilas carries Oila, but Tvilas gave us. But the Chachile, not only B'diyah, but not the Chachile. That's how they learned. The approach is Milo Tovel and Nidosim Tovel Kariyeh is Al Derech Taisus, Rashi Taisus. That this tefillah is a good tefillah. I, where's the Gimel? So the Riff seemingly said, Rabbi Yechon is only Chalchila. Rabbi Yechon is only Chalchila. And the Yevet, the Gevet is Leila, the Yevet, the Gevet is Chal, Afilu Bein Lovene. Elo Ma'ai, what does the Chalchila mean? The Chalchila is not just the Chalchila, don't do it, but if you did it, it's okay. The dinim, the gerus is only a gerus that's closer to the avir. Says rif means that the ger himself is also love of a kol until he repeats the tefillah. Also love of a kol. That's the chalchila of the avir. But it's a new dividing of the chalchilas. Some the chalchilas. I mean, every sugi you have the chalchila. You have to know what I define the chalchila. So here the chalchila is the chalchila. It carries over the missing chalchila of the avir is the b'diavad and the ger. The b'diavad and the gerus. And loy masavina loy the basol at the top of ifnei gimel the chisaron in the gerus a shtikul chisaron in the gerus it's a chumir or the other way to say it it's not chisaron in the gerus but it's a chumir that we all dinu we treat him as a yid mislama bein loga bein lachme avad lo chumir. We treat him as a yid. We will apply back to Achak Meichu, and all dinim that are making soul will apply to him. And who are din? If he touches the wine, we won't throw it out in some way. But in one inin we're machmir. That's the other way to understand it. One inin we're machmir that we won't allow him to marry a bas Yisrael until he repeats the tefillah b'fnei gimel. Okay, that's what the riff. That's the words in the riff. So the Ramban, we go to Ramban Mishnah. So the riff went like this. The rachshuvei bo means look up everything else except for love of a kol. Look up everything else I said. And vato pashas means is the mutl chachila. You see, I'll tell you where I'm coming. It's a question of mark. I don't think we'll get into this. You find that also love of a kol. You find shittus of ben chananu. The Shilas Ben Hananel is that a ger shabol this guy to mole the mavis neled mole is a good neled mole. We can't be misguided. We need a mole. In other words, he didn't have a middle of Shem Gerus. He didn't have a middle of Shem Gerus. So the Shilas Ben Hananel, we shouldn't bring it down. Shilas Ben Hananel is that we're misguiding him, but he's also love of a call. He's also love of a call. So it needs a big shot. Bakupanim, you see, in that sheet that also becomes the chisson and the geus. Being there, it's missing one of the three inyanim of geus, i.e., milo l'shem geus. So the geus somehow, he's missing something in his esem geus. So that's why when you see, and the riff wasn't right from the chavis from the base members of Bakupanim, when you see a zavot, or Vasilov Bakol, and it's not Lomi Sabin Labas as well, so sometimes you have to consider that chat. Or, right, the Zabchat is a reflection of the Chison of the Geus Batsim, because it wasn't Bifnei Gimu, in this case, because it wasn't Bifnei Gimu. Or the other Pshat, which is more likely in our Sugi, is that the Chachilim Mediavet, it's a Chumim in the Chachilim Mediavet, the Wemach Melkabi one din. It's not Batsim, the Chison of the Geus. Yesh Lai, I don't know. What? That we know we don't, this is Gabi this, only this. Because he wants the Achshuebo. So it means we don't welcome him into the cold. Okay, that's what it means. Kids, we want to say like this. So the Ramban brings down the riff and has two castles on the riff. He brings Nichol Leil Levena Godel and Dimas and Milut Havlin Dosso. Kashi Le Rabbisa, Oma Beechel and Getzer of Shloisha. So he brings the Bahag, that's Machoy Gisakim. Benz and Ochon, V'Nichol Leil Levena Godel, Tahi, Dibab Eichon on Lichal Chilazotim. ונהגין על בימין הגיסור ומסבין על איבא ססור עד טוב על בפני איש לא ישום למען אמס, I mean, I told this, who said that it's only with Gabi Bala Shoko be Amon? Could be that when Nagin and Bay Basso means with Machmel Gabi and everything, could be. Could be, למען אמס, לא נהגין על בימין הגיסור. Actually, Machmel and everything, it's Lechumi maybe. In Lechumi, we wouldn't let him touch our wine either. You wouldn't let him shacht perhaps, and then maybe Inochinam. And he singles out the lines of Masavina Bebasu. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, so the Rebast of the Rabban, Ain't Rabbuim from the Kashi Odoma Ravid of the Gemara Vaitim. Ain't it on them on this of another Halak Shaymoy. That's the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Dav Mem Zain, Omer Aleph. Ma'ase be'echod, take a look. Bem zayin omen aleph. Ma'ase be'echod. We actually have the traces when we learn sugya palginan. Davchof hey traces about this gemara. Ma'ase be'echod shabol lefnei v'abud levom aloy neskiati beni levein atzmi. He came. He was mutzak to be a yid. Rashi says, and he was mutzak to be a yid, not a goy. Today's also mashma. And he said, my geirus was beni levein atzmi. I'm like v'abud yesh ha'edim. And actually learns Taisus says, Lula Taisus. Perishan's Gadab and Chalvin Atsukho. Can he prove that there was nobody present by the Gevus? It means that can he prove that there weren't three, only two? As they said, Nemun at the Lusos Atsukho, Via to Nemun Lusos Benecho. Okay, that's Nemun at the Lusos Atsukho. Lipsos Atsukho. So we'll accept. The Rebbe told him, we'll accept what he's saying to pass on himself. So the Rabbi said, what kind of soul is it? If according to Rebbe, it was Mechadish, that gave us Bein Elevin Atzma, it's Koshi B'di Eves. Well, what kind of soul? What kind of soul? Because the Rabbi understood that we accept what he says face value to treat him as a goy. Because the Gemara is Litvarecha Akumato. Litvarecha Akumato. So the Bible learns Litvarecha Akumato is to be taken to the reef. Same can as the Kasha on the reef. There's one Kasha. V'yesh Lidchoy Kshayimesh Latov Al Kerim Eilom. No. And the Bible says, Yesh Lidchoy. Maybe there's no. He never was tovel. That's what's fair. I mean, it's an old instrument. Oh, no, it's better. Mila kasha on tfei. The Rambam says the bigger kasha is from the fact that the Gemara says the lachash of tisgayer. There's a hamgadash ish a lachash of tisgayer. So it's not, is it biyodai to be misgayer? That means the Gemara. Is it biyodai to be misgayer? Can a person arrange a gerus? A person make himself a ger. So if the Gemara says, there's miyema, who says that the potential ger or gerus will be able to round up a bezin? Can't always round up a bezin at moment's notice. So if you need a bezin for gerus, without bezin, so gerus not chal, so it's not miyema. So that the Gemara is good. The Gemara is good, whatever the sugi is talking about. But if you hold according to Viv, there's only chachilim, but you have a gerus is chal, so what's the problem? That's the real second kasha. The Rambam second kasha. Mimele comes to Ramban, and the Ramban may work to Nosli in the Rif. So he says, well, the Rif means like this. He's saying Pshat in the Rif, mind you. He's not saying his own Pshat. He's not repeating Tosh Pshat. Same Pshat in the Rif. The Rif agrees with Tosh Pshat. About the need Gimel Kuva. But for what? For Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Avo continues Rabban. Misha et you mitzvahs ancient shal mitzvahs umad nischon vekibal ol vez and lipo velomu himolach umol vetovah shalom bifnei bezin vesek oshev loy basin zaved. We've been talking about that. The kabbalas mitzvahs of bifnei bezin and some mishnah bring down umol bifnei bezin. The Rabban says vekibal ol lipo velomu. So then himolach umol shalom bifnei bezin vesek oshev loy basin zaved. Okay. So this is how Rabban tightened up the Rif. Very close to Baal Tosfos, basically. That the Kabbalah misses his Gemara. Before we see the Rambam. Yeah. Oh, so this is Nevuchah. This is a very big shayla. It's a big Mevucha. Well, what does this mean? And the Aruch Hashem quoted. When they talk about the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, they say, Kibbal Olav Lomul Vilitpol. Not Kibbal Olav to observe Tayyip mitzvahs, but Lomul Vilitpol. Kilu that the. Not Kilu. My response is that you can eliminate that which the Rishenim allow. The Riv, on one hand, and Tosfos on the other hand, they say that we can forego Gimel, the presence of Gimel, by Mila Tvilo, as long as there was. Kabbalah's mitzvahs bifnei gimel that the Ashkenazim Tosfos came to Ramban with the main his base medrash, and they said not Kabbalah's mitzvahs means Kabbalah's mitzvahs and a Kabbalah lit lomo velitpol, lomo velitpol.
No, not only one.
What? Well, it means to fear oisa to become a ger. So what's the shaila? What is it? What does it mean?
But he holds that there's still regular.
100%. Zichr. For sure. But being that it's not going to be Gimel, b'shas milan tvile, so the Kabbalah was lomol v'litmol. No one knows what it is. It's a big footnote in the Ritva about it. So he brings Igris Moshe, Selbshat, the little dochot. I mean, he points out the little dochot. He says the Omshat, also Tzochim, Tzochim, what's going on here? What's Lomo Lipo? What do you need the Kabbalah if they give it the fear voice they gave us? Tzochim, it's a Mabucha. Hashem Yorin Nin. Now, let's come back to the shadow we asked the horror Gedolah here on what's going on here. What?
How is the Pshat
after the Ramban, the Rif is like Tosfos. The other way of reading the Rif is you read the Rif straight. The Rif says, need Gimel Lechachim, therefore you don't need it for Gerus. And you then say, what about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? So it means a Gerus, this guy, Bein Elevenoi, is a Ger B'dievet. What does B'dievet mean? With that, we're even after the fact, we're machmir not letting get married, but other dinim
yesh lion. Is this for both Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Tetzvah?
If there was no Gimel present, then any stage in the Gerus. Any stage in the Gerus. This Yana famous Tuvas Chemek Shlomi is about Ger the Meskayer. Where was it? I forget where. But without a bezin. So what's the din of those guys without a bezin? Bifnei Noshim. Bifnei Noshim. Noshim women Gayer. You look at Shulchan Aruch, it's not that Shulchan Aruch is without any Rambam, I mean, without Gimel at any stage, without Gimel anywhere, so possibly neither Torah says, no Rambam, a Machshir, it is not a Geirus. But the Chanash Lomi says, but if you read the Rif straight, normal, without Rambam's shot, so Rif is Machshir. This is a big shaila, that's the Chanash Lomi. So at the end he says, Eini Meri Loi Lahatev Loi Lachmin. But he went through the whole fap a little bit. Does the shaila. I want to say like this. Let me go like this. I want to explain a little bit. The whole we had about the Shish Taisis and Rabban held like this on Kuponim in the Rif, called Shish Rabban, that at Geirus Mishpot Zivbe, says Mishpot. Taisis 2 days. Where's the Mishpot? Here. Either Shvatetem, Ben Ishu, Ben Ochi, Ben Geirus, or Mishpot Echad, Yilchem, Ben Geirus, Taisis, that bottom involved in Ben. But that refers to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We said the whole is that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is preliminary. It's preliminary. It's a part of a state of mind. It's a state of mind. It's not the Geirus. Meisig Geirus is the Milah Tefillah. The last one being Kodesh HaMishayim is a Seder, is in the Akev, the Milah. The Tefillah has to be is the Meisig Geirus. The Rabashi did, he could do it in either order. Again, the Seder is not the Kuvak, be Milah, then Tefillah, then Milah. Doesn't make difference. But though that's the Meister Geirus, it makes the Geirus into a Geirus. And that doesn't need Gimel, so what is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? It's not Jewish, but Kol Chayim is not Jewish. But you have to say the idea is like this. The idea is that it's true Taki, and there was one thing in the Shulchan Aruch, true that the Geirus, Chaloy's Geirus hinges upon the Meister Tevilo, Lama Zogon, Bani Kev, it's only Tevilo, and Tevilo for Zogon too. The ego of Geirus, is a goy accepting upon himself, Din of Israel. That's the ego of Geirus. The ego is, and again, the Chanishayim, the Chaim Moshe, the ego is the Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the ego. Without that, it's nothing. Without that, it's nothing. Also, if Ruach Bechofno, to do a Maisa Geirus without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, it's Loyos Akum, like Ram says, or something else. Loyos Akum, it's nothing. It's not a Maisa Geirus. Going to this, so the pshat is the eco geirus is not getu. The eco geirus is a goy accepting upon himself. Not the word Yiddishkeit. We know what that means, but accepting upon himself mitzvus dinim of Yisrael, dinim of Yisrael. So when he becomes a mechuyev b'dovah. And I'll tell you something else. There's an important shikul here, which I guess we don't get to it, so I'll tell you now. We learn out the three things. Basically, the Timon Krisis is not so much here in Al Sugi. The two Sugis of Geirus are here and in Krisis. That's the big Sugis. The Gemara says, I've said Nichus Ulubiris in three things. I've said Nichus Ulubiris. Milo, Tvilo, and Kobum. It's also Milo, Tvilo. We'll have a little bit. Mr. Jan, this will come to us. We learn Milo from Mitzrayim, from the Ovis, Shailim. Tvila, the Vasila by Hasinai, and those Kabbalah. So, Kobin, they bought a Kobin. Vizra Galom. Kobin, we don't have that possibility of Kobin, so it's not Makim. Vilan Tvila Makim. Here already the Rishonim touched upon the Shaila. The Shaila is in the Rishonim already. That, are we supposed to, what does this mean? Are we supposed to consider what happened by Maimon Hasinai? It was a Geirus, Mamash Geirus. It was a Geirus in the sense that until then they were Goyim, and then they became Eden. So, semi-shen, Vashdafriyeh, Mashal again. But even if you say no, the Pshad is, any Shen, Mashal again. Then, what happened then was the Knesset Abris. Knesset Abris. Could be the had Bruce as well when they've been before. The Amish says it could be as Machogis, we held this on different occasions, Ramban in Chumash, Ramban with Chachmet Safat in Chumash, the end of Pasha Zemo. We just happened recently. From Mishmach Hazam, Mishmach Hazem. That incident happened in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, and so the Rambashi is that Chai saw a different dinim than Bnei Noach. That Mishpachas Av Kuyi Mishpachon. Akubonim, even if you say what it means, even if you say that Dutas Yisrael was there before, but we learn out there was a Knesset Abris. So it was a Knesset Abris. So it was an acceptance of time. They became mechuyev in mitzvahs. They hakobakol mikol v'atem dimam lechastenim. They called it Shem Segula. That was at Har Sinai. but lav dafke they went from goyim to Eden. They left, could be they left goyishkeit Eden before. Could be even since they left goyishkeit. But we learn out those three maisim. They did those three maisim. But seen as every girl, most guy has to do these three maisim. Milo, tvilo, and kobe. Milo, tvilo, and kobe. These are three things. You can know them all. Even though there was mamash and a gay was there.
That's me.
What?
How do you know Stam that a gay could become a yid?
Torah says gev. He goes. He chiyok you with a gev, but a gev. But the Torah says gev quite a few times in the Torah. A gev go with Eichem. Mishvad benish benech and ochu ben gev. All these things talk about gev. So that gev. That gev. What? How they have what? I mean, who was the initial bezin? I mean, he being a raya. No?
Shevet Levi. They were already, but they wouldn't.
They'd be trying to go everywhere else. Good. If they're here, very good. So if I get to be on that aspect, really, maybe. If it's a shaila, it's a good overall component. But the first ones, they were terrible. Who were they terrible for? Yeah, very good. I drive it. It's right. Comments like this. So the actual meaning gerus is a ger becomes a mechuyev. It becomes a mechuyev. The only thing is, when it becomes a mechuyev, the Torah says he doesn't become a mechuyev and remain a goya ben noyach. Becomes a yisrael. Becomes a yisrael called dinov. So what makes them a yisrael? What makes them a yisrael is the tefillah. At the end of the day, the tefillah. That's the last nice tefillah. With the tefillah, then becomes a soul. But what is Geirus? Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvah. That's the atzmah of Geirus. The atzmah of Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvah. So in this sense, that's Mahmoud Nochamah. I keep on calling the Russian of Sina Chenim. The atzmah, the mohus, the mahus, the essence of Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvah. And the maisim, how to make it bichal. But so maybe like this. If Gimel, Tai says it's not loy rochik, the nivu is loy rochik bichal. The Torah says what needs Gimel is the Ikir Mahus of Geirus, not the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the Maisim, Torah is Mechadesh, Bi'al Gemor here, the Maisim makes a Chaloyis, Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't need it, provided that it was done in some of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, we have to look right away.
So he's already
Chayiv in
mitzvahs?
No, love Dafkin. Is he already Chayiv in mitzvahs? Is he already Chayiv in mitzvahs before his Malv V'Toval? Them is like this. I would think no. I would think that Lemaisa Kabbalah's mitzvah is. Has there been no Pasha of Geirus and he's Mekabu mitzvah? Actually, yeah. But he's not Mekabu mitzvah as a goy. He's Mekabu himself that he wants to be a Yisrael. And he accepts that upon himself. But it could be the Chiba Poil is only after he becomes a Yid. In the end of Maisa, the end of Machloikis and Tov Reish Chis, so Rashul Salant held like that. He held that to some extent the Kabbalah's Machayib and Beri. That's why he held that if he won't be Shemesh Shabbos as a Chazov from Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's a chid, maybe chidush. It's for you, say the other way. That's what he held on to. That Kabbalah's mechayvim even before. Or the other nish. I mean, no, it's important Shabbos.
If it's
part
of
No, okay. It could be that the Kabbalah is for to become a Yid. He's mekabel upon himself all the mitzvahs that he's chayv when he becomes a Yid. When he becomes a Yid. But as I say, the suk, but it's very common. This suk is very complicated. It's very complicated. Look like this. It is a suk. The Gemara says in Ksubis, that we all, everybody knows, that Ger Koton, but Bilu Maisa Das Bezin. Ger Koton, a child, or even a baby, but Bilu Maisa Das Bezin. That bezin, if a parent or mother says, or you find the baby, is my bilu moisa das bezin? The gerus of a ger koton, my bilu moisa das bezin. The Gemara says, it's based on the principle of zochin lotam shle b'chona. Zochin koton. Right? That's why everybody knows aloch. Aloch le moisa. Ger koton, my bilu moisa das bezin. And there's a zochin here. What's a zochin for? So the Tesis in a few places talks about what you have to come on. Zochin means was the Mamish Negei, what we're talking about. What is zochel? We say zochel lodu means when the person in question is not doing something and you want to benefit him with the result of a maisa. So for example, take zochel and take in matona. That's a very simple case. Take a zochel in matona. Somebody want to give Reuven a matona. Reuven's not here. So you tell Shimon, pick up this chavetz and to be zeicha for Reuven. Pick up. So the kinyan is chal. So we have, since it's a schut to get a matona, it's not a choyv, it's a schut to get a matona. So Shimon makes a kinyan on behalf of Reuven. That's zochel lodum shlo yefonim. Then Reuven has the option of being either, he has the option of being moiche, saying I don't want it, in which he cancels the kinyan, or he can go along with it. And the kinyan was chal because of the maaseh kinyan Shimon made. And another example of zochin is at the Mishnah Gittin, that even without that, according to the Chachamim, you want to give a shashichu to an Eved. Since it's exclusive an Eved to be Yisrael Chavos, so, and the Eved is not around, so tell somebody else, stick out the hand, and I'll put the shashichu in your hand, and be zeichu for plenty of the. It's also zochin lom tefonim. There's a zochin inside the poshtim maisa. It's a poshtim maisa. Then why do I always give two examples? Because an Eved doesn't need das be Yisrael Chavos. And then it is just a chet bakocha. Take a gab and shashichu, just like Isha is miskevesh bakocha. So an evit knan is just a chet bakocha. So take a get shashichu, put it in his hand. He's just a bakocha. You don't like it or not. Good. There's no zochin bakocha, but upon him, since the mice doesn't require das, so the zochin is that the one that sticks his hand out and it's zechin shashichu. Is a maisa without das. It's zochin in what you call in Yiddish in the Shiva Shmacha, a tuk in the maisa. A maisa doesn't have any das. Kinyan, always asking, Kinyan is with das. When pick up a chavis, hakbo, mishlich, anytime you do Kinyan, you need das kainet. That's the alibi of Kinyanim. You need das kainet. So we see like this, we see that the zochin in a maisa which doesn't need das, that's zochin with a shichu of an evit. The zochin in the composite maisa, that's Kinyanim, you make a zechin, you may be. Make a maaseh kinyan to be zeichin. Now the Gemara says, Gev Choton is also zochin. Zochin lodin tefonim. Zochin lodin tefonim. The Gemara is like this. Trace this in, so we'll go try to catch a little bit. Koponim, the trace we want to look at is in Sanhedrin. Trace this in Sanhedrin, Samaches, and Mabez. At the end of the big traces. It's in the wide lines of traces. Traces here go, they have the shayla. Traces here, Anik Suvis has a hat, Tatsu Bonavari, a Sedis Digger Machoy Shanim. If it's zochin the cotton, since the cotton is Abba Shrichos, Tanim, there's no Shrichos for cotton. See, if you hold Zichir Mitam Shrichos, is zochin for cotton the rice? How's zochin for cotton help? Zochin for Godel is good, since the Godel is Bash Shrichos, so you can have zochin for Godel, Zichir for Godel. But for cotton, they have no Shrichos, there's no Shrichos. Cotton can make a Shrich, can be a Shrich, can make a Shrich. There's no Shrichos for Tanim. How the zochin works. So Tayyis thinks Lubas is the one that famous Tayyis Tayyis. Tayyis Lubas says the zochin the cotton is the Rabbanon. It's at the Konad Rabbanon that gave us help for cotton. That was meant because Yesh Kech Bechom Lakadovman Toyo wasn't Tayyis. Yesh Kech Bechom Lakadovman Toyo means that Midoraisa really, he's still a goy. He's still a goy, the Ger Kotten, but the Rabbonim use their Yesh Kech Bechomim in Shweiz, somehow or another. Half of the Yechidosh. Tais is here in Sanhedrin, doesn't say that. Tais is staying in Sanhedrin. Nodi mi Terot Zem. So it's like this. What you have to know is, Mio kosher, mehi de pekam de ksubis. The amin ger kotma bilu meser das bezin. He says, l'chol mile kosher ger, v'ativa v'asasva v'gidus of kdushin, bon of chotzim miyab mim, chol mile de reise, v'loi mash meser soises, sheyeh mitam, v'yesh kerech b'chom lach dob mentor. First of all, Tom said, but Taisi doesn't go with that, for sure not. V'nire, here, so Taisi says like this, v'nire de zechir de gerus, l'dom mitzvah zechirus. Taisus here says it's not really zechir, it's not really zochin, The Masha Bezin Marbili might say, Einom Zechin Bavuoi, El Hu Zeche Batsmei, Ubegufei, Shinasa Gev, and Nichnas Tachas Kanfe Yashchine. Here, this Toys Losh and this Toys in Sanhedrin. They were talking about Gerkot. Gerkot is from the age of the Tin Ben Yemei. Tin Ben Yemei till the age of 13. It's the Abuchal Gerkot. The taste of being Gemor is that there's such a thing as a Ger is less than three. I mean, less than three is a Kotten Ben Yemei too. So the Tosfos be'emes is not really zochin. It's actually to hear. It's not zochin means. Zochin means something missing. There's something lacking either in the ma'aser or the das of the person involved, and we do the ma'aser or give him das for it, and or das. So Tosfos in Ksuvos holds like that. It's zochin in Gerus. That's limitless. And that if we be learning Ksuvos, so that's something we have to touch up. But here, Tosfos says, "Bemes," it's a misnomer. It's not really. It's a borrowed term. It's not really zochin. It's not really zochin in the sense of being capable of doing a kinyan or receiving a shashichu on behalf of an eved. But getting involved, because why not? Because the etzim ma'is is done by gufa shel ger. Who zeche b'atzma? Even a kodem b'neim wasn't who zeche b'atzma. So obviously, doesn't need das. Zeche b'atzma means if we did a bris milo on him. And he was submerged in a mikveh, that's a tvileh, who's zeche b'atzma? It means the ma'aser is chal b'gufa, he did the ma'aser. So just like, for example, when you mal a cotton, every cotton, a ger cotton, a stammer cotton ben shmeinu yomim, and it's zochin. It's his kima mitzvah, when he grows up, he's going to benefit from our having done the bris milah to him. And there's no, not zochin, he's a gemalte. He's a gemalte, there's no zochin. We don't have to invoke the zochin means that something on behalf of the mezakeh is misyaches or helps or shows of tzul to the zeiche. So that's in kinyonim and shashichu, that's true. In bris mireh, we're talking about the dugma. Hagas, a regular bris mila, zochin, no. We took off the oil, we made a priya, that was a bris, he became a mohol. We did the maizah, but that's irrelevant. He's a mohol, the maizah is on bigufay. So obviously, everybody understands, there's no zochin in the normal bris mila. That's what Chayyus says, in Tvilas Gerus, there's no Zochin, because the Maizah is not the Begufa Shaitan Tosfos. Who Zay the Kodin Zeche Batsmoy? Same way in the standard Bismillah, Zeche Batsmoy. So now they give, and Nicha Stachat Kan Feshchina. I, the Gemor in Ksuvah says, has to do with Zochin. So Tosfos here teaches a new chat. That had it been a Choyve, had not been Zochin, had not been a principle of Zochin, Lohoy LeBezdin Lis Matseya, Lahachnis Gufa Bedova. Bezdin wouldn't have gotten involved. Bezdin wouldn't stick their noses in and take a little shekitzel and be told, why take a shekitzel, make him a yid? Elamai must be a schuz, and it must be a good thing to be zochin and to be fond of. But the etzim, chaloy's din, is nothing to do with zochin. Nothing to do with zochin. Vafilo betina gla badas choshev ger, zog Tosfos. One, that's the first point, Tosfos. Then, now Tosfos. That means a few lines. The Afa gav the minimum ksuvis. This is very important. Afa gav the minimum ksuvis. That hegdilu yichalim miyimchais. Hegdilu yichalim the gemara even knows the gemara. The get cotton. This means it's a lot of mice. Mice b'chol yom. Have a get cotton. So hegdilu when they become by mitzvah 12 or 13 yichalim miyimchais. They give me moicha. And the shalos they have to tell them or not tell them. Totally on the Rishonim here. Deal with Chalmur, but they give me Moichem, and they can leave everything and walk away. They can walk around the Gavis. So Tosfos is asking a kasha. That aloha of Yechelim Limchais is consistent with the idea that there's a Zoch in there. For example, in Matono, if Uven gave, we want to give Shimon a Matono. He tell Uven, pick up the Chepe. So when Shimon when Uven hears about it, he can either say yes or no. If he says no, so that we don't impose a Matono on him. Matana's bottle. If he says, I don't want it, so it was this barrier, Sami Shem said, it was never a schutzvim, it wasn't a schutzvim, it's a choyva. Choyva, we don't impose choyva. So if he tells us, I don't want the matana, so matana's not chal. The same Allah applies to Gevus. Hegdilu chalim limchais, that seems to indicate that a process of zochin was taking place. So that means the Asa Kashim. So then the choyva is yes, zochin. Aye, the zochin, how zochin for cotton, a goya, cotton work. Primarily, cotton is a kasha in Tosfos. That's a kasha. So Tosfos, Amina, no, the Godless Shachas, Lemichu, Shuba, and Chelim Limchais, The moyel lehu milo tvila shokatan shoyse begufam ven chaser mel kabolas mitzvis teish godlo lemicho en kabol. So teish is mechadish. This is do think teish is. Teish is mechadish. A pi dalkom in Sanhedrin. That's not the pshat in higdulu chol mincha. It's not the pshat that they mevare the megal and they tell us that it's not a schut, we don't want it, and they upset the whole mechanism of zochel and lodin teifonda. No. What's going on here is that when they become of age, when they get caught in terms of age, so Yechol Muches means Fakat. The inquiry is that's when his Kabbalah's mitzvah takes place. That's when the Kabbalah's mitzvah takes place. And Tosfos says it doesn't have to be. It can be implicit too. If we tell him, we don't need a formal Kabbalah's mitzvah in Tosfos. That's in Luchal Pochus. Teisha Godlu Vemichu and Kabbalah. So Luchayu, you have to inform them that they can walk away. They can walk away from Yiddishkeit. But if they don't, Godlu Vemichu means that they know that the opportunity was presented. Vemichu, Haynu Kabbalah in Tosfos. How do they answer the kasha? They answer the kasha that because that there's no zochin. The Mila Tvila is a Maisa Begufoi, so that happened to them. The main component which you're missing is a Das or the Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So here Tosfos thought, the Kasha, maybe you think. The Bezdin acts on their behalf. Bezdin says it's supposed to become a Yid. So we're being mappled then. But there's a provided. But the Geirus is contingent upon there not being Moiche. And Moiche means rejecting the Zechiyah. So he says, no, it's not the Pshat. Pshat is the Geirus, B'shaito, it means when the Ketanim sits of the Milan Tvilo. Or when the Kev is just the Tvilo. You're missing a component of Geirus, i.e. the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. The Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So that happens in Mela when they become G'daylim. That happens in Mela when they become G'daylim. When they become G'daylim, he got the Lamichu, Hainu Kabbalah. Hainu Kabbalah. So here, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, the Cholop, right? I can't even tell this. That is the same. The same idea that we had here. Is this the same Geirus we're talking about? The Geirus we're talking about here in Tosfos, Mem Hei Mem Beis, the same Geirus in Tosfos and Heaven, the same Geirus. My two different planets. Right, you understand why? Tosfos here says, in one sentence, Tosfos in Roma says, the Torah says, Mishpok, Tzivah, Geirus, Mishpok, which needs Gimel. But why was not good? So says, yeah, that's talking about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. I can't debate Tosfos with or without the Hezbollah, but the Hezbollah is a Mela. There's the Iker with Kabbalah's Mitzvahs in Tosfos. Mila Tvila? No. Benjamin Atzma. It's not subject to Gihil's Mishpot. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says, by Ger Kotten, who's a Ger Dereise. The Ger Dereise, not from the Bar Mitzvah. Not from the Bar Mitzvah. Ger Dereise right away. Ger Dereise right away. I Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, yeah, Higdilu Vemichu, the Mela Kabbalah. As Lemaise, the dogma of Vovo points it out already. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish HaMeches, Hilchos Gerim, brings down the Shitas Rishonim, call it the title, the Rif, whatever it is, hold like this, the Rif. That he says like this: Kol inyon neger, shuknoch. Kol inyon neger, bein ledia hamitzvus, the kablum, bein hamilu, bein atvilu, tzor shiul begimul. Uba yoyim, traces rosh. Good. Miu davka lechachila. Avo b'diavet, im loy mol oitoval elo b'fnei shnayim, or not even shnayim. Avilu ela ishul kavyoy v'chulu, have ger. Chutz mikabos and mitzvahs, shemakavitz menu bayim. So this is certainly Tosfos and Gon Rabban. That's Rabban. Maybe the Rif Gon Rabban too. That's Shulchanoruch. And Mechavitz says the Rif and Rambam. You need Gimel. Okay, they went. That's a big shot. Why he brings the Rif here? That's the point. That's the he brings down Shulchan Aruch. Brings it. Says the Dogum of Ovo. Hainu ger godl, have the good dog of Bova. I mean, Bova Ocha Shem, the dog of Bova. Else, without this, we must be the Matsani Dein of Akleinu. But even so, listen to this Nuri Nuri. Hainu ger godl. She etz loy kabola sa mitzvah zes ikur. Lachain hamilo va tvilo eino elo gemar hadovo. Kabola sa mitzvah zes ikur, and the mitzvah is the gemar. Something necessary. something necessary, but not the etzim of this, not the essence of gerus. Nivosagi b'leshleishla afil b'leila. Aber ger koton says the dogma b'leshleish beik habos mitzvahs. That shaykh habos mitzvah ger koton. Because tanim labne dasnu nu up the point. But vilo hi iko shlemat bilu moisel das bezdin. Oh, so that what that normally means. The kuli alma tzorach liyos bayein b'fnei shleisha. So it's talking two processes of gerus. That's what it says. The maskana mitzvah says talking true. It's talking true. There's the gerus of a ger koton, which is mil and tefila. The meisa, what the shem call, what the Baruch Be'er brings the shem Reb Chaim. The meisa kinyan begufa. He has the word kinyan. Tais calls the meisa begufa. Baruch Be'er Reb Chaim said there was a kinyan begufa. So he's paying himself as a yid. Baruch Be'er used very much put this into the pasuk of kinyan. Very very much. Kinyan, matan, kinyan. This is the Shigul Kiddushin. So the Maestri Kinyan Beguf and Gekot is Taki the Tefillah. Taki the Tefillah. So May the comes in Noji Behudo, and he says, so then, Gimel's Rekuvah, there's nothing else. So this, our Sukkah doesn't apply to Gekot. So Me'idah Giso, Me'idah Giso is Mashma, very much Tosim Sanhedrin, that Mitesholah Higdilu, Mitesholah Michu, Anu Kabbalah, there's no Gimel, there's no Gimel on Loi Michu. The three Taishas, for sure, there's no ceremony of bringing the Ger Koton on Davis Bar Mitzvah or whatever and telling him, Bifnei Bezdin, this is the story. There's no such halacha. It doesn't happen in Koton. For sure, not in Taishas. Mitesh Shaloi Michu and Kabbalah. So it means Faket Adrabo. The Kabbalah now takes a back seat. The Kabbalah is Mimela. The Kabbalah turns into something which is made with something which is necessary. But it becomes necessary only, it's a maisa gerus, but it doesn't make the chalos gerus. Something which it becomes necessary, because it's part of the hagdor, something which becomes necessary only when it becomes a bendas. Kozmani wasn't a bendas, we didn't need his Kabbalah. But he was nevertheless a full-fledged yid. Where's the Kabbalah? He didn't have it. It was a maisa kinyan begufa, a maisa begufa, tmila and tmila. Once it becomes a bendas, he's shaykh, he has das, so then there's something else which is necessary. It's a maisa which he has to go through. The mice is called Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah could be Klachayat, Loi Micho Kabbalah. Being that's not the Asim Geras, that's not Gimel, that's not food, that's not Gimel. Taish is not the food, the whole that's not Gimel. And the Geras, and the Gold is Mamish, everything is reversed. And the Gold comes from this guy, the Igibahim is the Kabbalah, and the Milan Tvil is the Gemara. So everything is Mamish reversed. Okay. Shir Sarambam, let's take a minute to look at Shir Sarambam, so we can make a little closer here on this pile of soup. Shita Sarambam is a half of the Shita. The Ram says like this, before the first thing I have to look is in Perek Yud Gimel Aloch Zayin. The Ram says, Toval, Beinu Levein Atzma, Vinisgayir, Beinu Levein Atzma, listen to the Rambam. Toval, Beinu Levein Atzma, Vinisgayir, Beinu Levein Atzma, if he'll be for his name, Eino Ger. Ram is very clear, Eino Ger, so that, Ram is unequivocal. The entire Ger's process happened, Beinu Levein Atzma, Eino Ger. So, one or two things, how does Ram learn Pshat in the Rif? How does Ram learn Pshat in the Rif? Either he learned in the Rif, a literal pshat in the Rif. And he disagreed with it. And the Ram disagreed with the Rif many times. There's a tshuva in which the Ram says the Rif made a mistake less than 10 times. But that's very schwer because we know he disagreed with it many more times. Good. So either that's the case, or the Ram learned the Rif al derech Ramban, maybe. Al derech Ramban was maybe. So we don't know. But the shit of the Ram himself is that without the Gimel, anything, ain't no ger. The only thing is, the Chemda Shleime is medayag in the Kefal Loshen, which is not such a shakadig, but it's medayag Toval, Beinu Levinatzma, Vinizgayir, Beinu Levinatzma. What are the two things? The Shah is a Shaila. It means Toval, Beinu Levinatzma, Vinizgayir, Beinu Levinatzma. What are the two things? To say this guy means Mila, that's Shver. That's not. So you want to say Toval is the Kipshutah, and this guy means Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Because he wants to learn the Ram whole tackle like the Ramban. And that the Iki is the Kabbalah's Mitzvah. That's what he wants to be mad. He wants to push into the Ramban here. That Lu Yitzuya, that the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was Bifnei Gimel, then Lav Dafke, then Tefillah could be Kosher. It's certainly a possibility. But anyway, that's the first halacha. But if everything was Beinu Levin Atzmai, Tovar Beinu Levin Atzmai Sgayer, Eino Ger. Then we see the halacha test by the famous Rambam Gieris, Shavinu, we see a Gieris, and the Hegis of Dach Yisrael. Tomid, going to Titbol and Nidosa, Bitafrish Tumor Mesosa. I think in Fengel says Chalo. Chalo Mesosa. Because from Isa, you might be Chalo. The Torah says Tuma, Chalo to be Muslim. That's Chalo?
Sosa.
What's it? Tuma or Chalo?
Tuma.
Ah, Tuma Mesosa. Ah, okay. Okay, we said, Rabbanim, it means the Mitzvah of Chalo. Because Isa is Chalo. Because the Chayetzah is there, the Chayin Gash, and without his social table, carry on. The voice they call her Mitzvah, the very ill, the Chesed, the Gerrit, the Dek. Vafa Pish, and some Adim, some Adim, with their missions, guy. ואף הפי כן יבואו סעבי בישראל אין מסים מייסים מה שביאו עדים שיתבו בפנינו תול בורסקו עקום half of a fellow the Rambam seems to say that if we see a Giyoris that's Tevel in Dostal or Mafish Chalo and we see a Ger Tevel Kerioi it's a Raya that he and she are Geri Tzedek. Geri Tzedek means that they had a proper Geris with Nei Bezdin. The Ram, there's no zechin. The Ram certainly didn't mean that the tefillas nidros, the tefillas carry is oil l'shem geres, which is what Rashi and all the other shonim learn. Because how does that process tumah come in? What's tumah is not a massive geres. So it means that you see somebody can conduct himself like a yid. So it's a riot. He must be a yid. He's not putting it on. So the plea is obvious, overwhelming. So first of all, why punk these things? The Rabbanan has a guy, so tell me Shem Shabbat. Shem Shabbat is also at least as good an indicator. Why have this Tovlo? Second of all, what's behind the Gemara? What's the Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara is important, it has no Pshat. Here, the Abdo, the Rabbi Chiya, Bar Ami, Atpilo, Abbas Kol Moshe Min, so that was the initial Tvila, it was nothing before that. So the coin dollar was Shem, he was Matmah, Hoshem, Hoshem, whatever. So they said it's oil Hashem gave us, like Ravasi said, that Tefillas Nidros oil for gave us. According to Rambam, what's the connection? Shver, what is very shver. We need the Rambam to tell us. I learned something more. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we're going to do the next sugya of Kodem V'Tovel. And get down to Omelev Apabal Rovo and looking at Chidush Ben Chaim Levi on the Rambam and see what it be.
What's the of according to Rambam that he's the dear Jewish? We have to be machmir that we can't marry them.
But the only thing, but yeah, they gave him everything else.
For what?
It could be even for Chidush, certainly for Yain Nesach.